Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Elizabeth Swearingen. Date of birth 3/10/1987. Date of procedure December 8th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Mark Sears. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, bloating, comma, abnormal weight loss, comma, iron deficiency anemia, comma, diarrhea, comma, heartburn. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained for a possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing lesion, system organs, as well as expansion of the patient period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, stays for anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care, peritoneal wall, lubricated lymph, video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, is obtained in the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach, forward telescope period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, digital left to examine the normal period, well lubricated. Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, comma, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the fold period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated period. Careful examination of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Valve perforation was good with a Boston Bar Prep score of 6.2-2-2, period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings. Next line, at upper endoscopy. Next line, the proximal and mid-esophagus were unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Please go back to the indications and add dysphagia. Back to at upper endoscopy after we stated biopsies were obtained. Next line, there was an angulated distal esophagus. Next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for histology and to rule out heartburn, sorry, reflux, late heartburn reflux. Next line, there was bilious fluid noted in the stomach, which was suctioned to reveal the underlying mucosa. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bar Prep score was 6.2-2-2, comma, graded as a fair prep. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the right, transverse, left, and rectum, given the diarrhea. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp noted that was sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was no evidence of any tracts or fistulas noted within the terminal ileum or colonic mucosa. Retroflexion revealed grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of multiple tracts without any evidence of erythema or inflammation or abscess formation on the in the perianal region period. Patient does have a history of hidradenitis suppurativa. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy, likely in 5 years, pending path. Next line, given the elevated fecal calprotectin on recent labs and The diarrhea would recommend further evaluation with MRE or CTE once patient follows up in the clinic period. It is important to note that fecal calprotectin can be elevated in hidradenitis suppurativa, and patient does note external drainage at times. Period would recommend surgical evaluation. For this period. Next line, recommend following up on labs if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, would recommend PillCam for further evaluation. Thank you.